Hi, my name's Ben, and I'm from the Connect for Windows team here at Microsoft. And in the next few minutes, I'm gonna introduce Connect for Windows. I'm gonna assume that if you're watching this video, you're at least interested in Connect. I'm actually gonna assume that you've heard of Connect, but not that you necessarily know how you can bring the magic of Connect into the applications you're building on the PC. So we're gonna look at the latest SDK release that we've done. I'm gonna dive into some features, and then I'm gonna show some code and how easy it is to get Visual Studio up and running and start using Connect in your applications. A few weeks ago, the Connect for Windows team, we shipped the latest update to our SDK, which is version 1.8. And if you've been using our SDK before, there's some exciting things in here. Or even if you're brand new to Connect, these are things you should know about. Connect Fusion Color. Connect Fusion allows you to take a Connect sensor. You can scan a person, a desk, an object, an environment, and generate a real-time 3D mesh or point cloud of that object. We can then save that out. We can pull it into CAD or 3D modeling software, or we can even send it to a 3D printer. So prior to 1.8, we had Connect Fusion, but in 1.8, we've added full color pixels. And I'm gonna show you an example of this in a minute. The level of realism is amazing. We also added an HTML5 JavaScript app model. So I'm sure that a lot of people out there who are watching this video, you at least tinker with web development. If not, maybe that's even your primary thing. So what we've done is we've expanded the access of Connect to web developers. You can continue to use D3JS if you're using that for your charting, if you're using Bootstrap for your layouts, like all the web goodness that you love and use regularly, you can now plug Connect into that. I'm not gonna demo that today. We have a sample in our toolkit that you can check out. But again, this is an amazing thing for web developers. Now, I will caveat this and say, we didn't build this for you to go and deploy a website on Azure or on Heroku or wherever you may be doing that, even locally with Windows Server. We built this for local host kind of kiosk scenarios where people wanted to use their web development skills. And then the other big advancement that we made in 1.8 is the background removal API. And what this allows you to do is, because Connect is able to determine if it's a person, because we have this amazing depth sensing technology, we can actually say, hey, the person is here in these pixels, and we can clean that up and remove everything else. And I'm gonna do a demo of that as well. So let me just show you here. What we're looking at is two people from my team, Dave on the top and Jenny on the bottom. And if you look at the left-hand column, this is what Connect Fusion looked like prior to 1.8, before we put the color pixels in there. So you can tell it's, I know Dave. If you know Dave, you know that looks like him. But there's no color. It's kind of a clay model is kind of one of the ways I think of it. It's still full 3D. Same with Jenny there holding up her Surface. But over on the right-hand column after 1.8, you see the level of realism where you can actually see Dave's plaid shirt, and you can see what Jenny's wearing, and that's, the fact is you can even see the Surface logo on the machine. So I want to jump out of this for a second, and actually I'm going to pull up a program, and I want to import one of those meshes. I'm going to import the one of Jenny. And this is just a 3D modeling mesh viewing program here. And I wanted to just show what this looks like. So I can, click, and I want you just to see that this is a full 3D representation of Jenny. And we've had a ton of fun with building Connect Fusion. We've got a 3D printer around. We can do 3D prints of people and objects. But again, if you're a game developer, I'd love to see what game developers start doing with Fusion. Maybe you use this as model acquisition tool to start getting 3D objects into your environment, at least for prototyping. So let's close out of this. I just wanted you guys to be aware of Connect Fusion and the color support that we just added. So the next thing I'm going to show is background removal. So when you install our SDK, we prompt you to install the free developer toolkit. That's what we're looking at here. And the toolkit is sorted by components, docs, language, C#, C++, VB, and this background removal basics. I'm just going to go ahead and run this. Now, I want to point out that for most of our samples, if you click the install button, it's going to prompt me for a location. We actually give you the full Visual Studio solution files for the entire sample. So we're doing this to make it easy for you to go in and see how we're doing things, what are the APIs that we're using, and we encourage you to take that code and pull it in, use it as a starting point, jumping off point for your own apps. So I can also, I can install, but I'm going to do run here. And what this does is this is going to run directly the background removal basic sample. Let me give that a second to start up. So I don't know about you, but right now in Seattle, I'm actually here in Redmond inside of an actual recording studio. So I don't know if you can see that here behind me. But again, because Kinect knows that it's a person, and we have that depth sensor, and we're able to see all those pixels, we've removed here using the background removal API everything but me. So even though I'm in a studio, or like earlier today I was at home in dreary Seattle weather, I can put myself into a more enjoyable place here, like I think this is Sedona. It's definitely down in the southwestern United States. But you can do this for kind of green screening without the expensive green screen equipment, putting people into new environments, maybe putting them into a new car or a new house, helping them envision some new surroundings. So that's the background removal API. So the next thing I'm going to show you guys is here. You may be wondering, if you're new to Kinect development, you may be wondering, like, well, how do I get started? You know, how does this thing work? There's a few things that you should note about the Kinect. We have these sort of fundamental concepts in Kinect that we call streams. We have a color stream. This is just a standard RGB stream that runs at 640 by 480 resolution at 30 frames a second. You can actually bump that up a bit, but frames per second falls down. You've got color, we've got depth, we've got IR, so you can see in the dark. We've got audio, we've got a four array microphone inside of the Kinect that allows us to know from which direction sounds are coming. So what I want to show here is just one of our basic samples, because I want to show you how easy it is to start pulling this data into your apps. So I've got color basics here. And again, I've already chosen to install this code on my desktop, and I'm just going to go ahead and jump into Visual Studio and show what this code looks like. So up at the top here, you can see we've got our basic using statements. We're using the Kinect library here. We define some kind of global objects. We've got our Kinect sensor. We've got a writable bitmap. And that's basically our object that we're going to push all of those color pixels into. We've got a byte array, which are the color pixels that are kind of storing that as it comes off of the Kinect. And then down here in the window loaded event, we set things up. And kind of the key thing here is we're having the sensor. So we're starting up the sensor, and we're starting up the color stream. We're enabling that. And then down here, we are creating an event handler for, every time essentially the sensor, it has a color frame. So every 30 times a second, we get a color frame from the Kinect, and we're basically subscribing to those events. So I'm going to jump down a bit here. We can ignore the window closing. There's a bunch of code here at the bottom that allows us to take a screenshot. I'm not going to dive into that here, but this is sort of the main nugget of code here that allows us to do this. So basically, we're grabbing these color frames, we're copying the pixel data from the image off of the Kinect into that temporary array that we created up above, and then we essentially put that pixel data into our bitmap, and then that's what's being displayed on screen. So let me start this up, and you'll see exactly what we're looking at here. So here I am again inside the studio, and that's it. So 30 times a second, the sensor's generating these color frames. It's raising those as, hey, we've got a color frame ready, so it's raising those events, and then we're able to subscribe to those in our application. We've got lots of other samples in the toolkit, so I would highly encourage you to take a look at this. And if you're interested, we've posted most of our samples on CodePlex with a full open source license under Apache 2.0, so you can get the samples that way as well. But we've got other samples in here to show how our interactions work, allowing you to press and target for like menuing. We've got all kinds of other things in here that we've got bridges to MATLAB and OpenCV. So again, take a look at our toolkits, toolkit samples. A lot of great things there for you to learn from. So I'm not going to show that video. Basically, I have a video that I'm going to skip that's on the openframeworks.cc page. A couple weeks ago, Microsoft OpenTech, we worked with them, and they released something called the Connect Common Bridge. This is a really easy way to get Connect data into third-party libraries. So we worked closely with both the Sender and Open Frameworks communities, and there are native add-ons for both OF and Sender. And essentially what the Connect Common Bridge does is it wraps our native API and it exposes the Connect data in kind of a game loop model, so that it's as easy as just calling, you know, sensor startup, and then on your loop, you just say, hey, give me this frame, give me this frame. So we've tried to make it really easy, and the Common Bridge is released under an Apache 2.0 license. So the link there at the bottom, that's a link to the blog post that announces Connect Common Bridge. There's a GitHub repo out that Microsoft OpenTech has created where you can get the code and get started with that. So I definitely encourage you to take a look at that if you're using Open Frameworks, Sender, or any other third-party graphics libraries. This would make it easier for you to get Connect data into what you're doing. Our SDK, we have a dev center for Connect for Windows. It's aka.ms/k4wdev. So you can download our SDK and toolkit there. We've got learning videos. We've got other content that you can learn from. We've got some community things posted there. And again, get our SDK, get the toolkit with all those samples that I was kind of highlighting there. And don't forget that they are open sourced over on CodePlex. We are launching a developer preview for the V2 sensor later in November. It was a program that we announced back at Build, and there are a lot of people on the wait list. So if you want to be added to the wait list, you can let us know. But we currently are oversubscribed for that program right now, but we're basically giving program participants early access to the V2 sensor later this month, alpha SDK. And then we're going to release the V2 sensor in 2014. Well, thank you so much for your time and for watching this quick video introducing Connect for Windows. I hope you learned some things. I hope you're now inspired on the types of things you might go and start doing with the Connect for Windows SDK. And don't forget, go check out our Dev Center. You can download our SDK for free. We've got tons of samples and tools there to help you get started really quickly. Lots of learning content as well. And you can always get in touch with me directly on Twitter, @BenLower. That's BenLower. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks.